It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Peter prayed for Ananias, and he was paralyzed, and Jesus healed him. This story is given in Book of Acts, chapter 9. And you can read from verse 31 to 34. The Word of God says, when Saul was completely transformed, he became a believer, and the churches were rested, and the believers were very happy and joyful and were comforted by the Holy Spirit, and they were multiplying. And the Word of God says, Peter then started visiting Christians all around. And when he came to certain place where the Christian people were living, the name called Lydda. When he came to that town, he found a certain man named Ananias, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of palsy. That means this man was sick for 8 years and he was paralyzed. 8 years is a long time. Now Peter comes to him and said unto him, Ananias, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Rise and make thy bed. And he rose immediately. See the power of God. You remember Peter and John, they were going to temple, and there was a lame man sitting there. This man was lame from the mother's womb. But they healed that man in the name of Jesus. And that man was completely healed. I believe Ananias knew this story. When Peter comes to Lydda, and he sees one brother having this kind of problem, paralyzed 8 years, and he is not even walking, he's on his bed, means bedridden. But see, God loved this man, sent Peter in his way, and when Peter gave him command in the name of Jesus, he said, Jesus Christ wants you to be healed. He did not say, I am going to heal you. No man has power to heal anyone. If there is someone claims that he is a healer and he doesn't use the name of Jesus Christ, that can be fake healer. Jesus Christ is the only one gives us eternal life, and he promised us healing. Isaiah 53 says, with his stripes, we are healed. There are 39 categories of sickness and disease in this world. Jesus Christ took 39 stripes on his back. Each stripe for each kind of disease. So I'm certain in my heart, God is healing people since 2,000 years. When he was on earth, he healed many. And his disciples were using the name of Jesus, and people were getting healed. We just learned Paul, actually his name was Saul became blind. But Ananias said to him, Jesus Christ, who spoke to you, talked to you, that same Jesus wants you to be healed. He did not say, I'm going to heal you. Peter didn't say, I'm going to heal you. I'm not saying, I'm going to heal you. No one has power to heal. Only Jesus is the healer. Each and every believer can pray for anyone, and people can get healed. Book of Mark chapter 16 says, if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can lay hands on sick and they will recover. You can pray for people and they will get healed. We can do the same thing what Jesus Christ did. How do you know? Because it is recorded in St. John chapter 14 verse 12. Jesus said, whatever the miracles I did, you will do also, and you will do greater than what I did. People do not believe this. If Jesus says you will do it, we will do it. We cannot do it with our own strength. We can only do by the power of God. There is nothing impossible with God. Jesus Christ wants to use each and every believer for his glory. But the devil comes and says, oh no, you cannot do it. The miracles are over and nobody can do the works anymore. Jesus Christ did not promise only apostles. He promised to the believers. If you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can pray for others. The Word of God says, just shall live by faith. Just means righteous. We are the righteousness of God. We do not have our own righteousness. Our righteousness comes from Jesus Christ. He washed us with His precious blood. We are belong to Him. When we pray in the name of Jesus, devil trembles. Devil has no authority over us. He can only blind the minds of the unbelievers, according to the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. Jesus Christ has given us authority over the demonic forces. Enemy brings all kinds of sickness and disease. John chapter 10 verse 10. Enemy, the devils, the thief, comes to kill, steal and destroy. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. See the difference? Enemy comes to kill, steal and destroy. Enemy is a liar and deceiver. Jesus says, I am the truth, and ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. So he wants to set you free from sickness, disease and any kinds of problem. But the devil comes to bring you sickness, disease, and he brings lies, and he wants you to be his follower. But the Word of God says, hell is prepared for devil, Satan, and his followers. John chapter 8, if you read, it says, devil is a liar, he is a murderer, and he does lying his own. He is the father of all liars. And Revelation chapter 21 verse 8, it says, all liars will go to hell. So dear friends, we have to make a choice. Are we going to follow Jesus Christ, or are we going to follow the enemy, the devil? We see Peter uses the name of Jesus Christ, and this paralyzed man immediately healed. Not gradually, immediately. Ananias prays for Saul, and immediately his blindness went away. Jesus Christ is alive. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, Jesus said, I was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. The word of God says He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He is always with us. For what? To help you, to save you, to heal you, to deliver you, to set you free. Whatever we need, He promises to give it to us. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, St. Paul says, My God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Who is saying? The man who was persecuting the church. When he got saved, now he is saying, My God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. How are you going to get your needs? By Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ supplies our need. He is a creator. He knows your needs. Only thing what we have to do, call upon Him. Ask Him to help. And He will come to rescue us. Our God is a good God. If you never tried Jesus Christ, I am highly recommending you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you will never be disappointed. You will be very happy that you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I'm going to pray with you, and you agree with me and pray. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me, and deliver me from all evil things. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We believe there is nothing impossible with you. Lord Jesus, please touch us, heal us, deliver us, set us free. And let us shine for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.